For today's episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, we make our way to the Midwest of the United States to visit a restaurant that has received numerous commendations from international publications like People Magazine to online weblogs of fans and restaurant reviewers. The restaurant, The Vegetarian, is the vegan creation of Chrissy Hind, who you may remember as the singer from the acclaimed rock group The Pretenders. A few months ago, The Vegetarian received PETA's Prague Award for Best New Vegetarian Restaurant, and our curiosity piqued. We wanted to see for ourselves what was it about this classy diner that includes a coffee shop and bakery that has quickly become the prize of Akron, Ohio, USA.
Welcome, global viewers of the Supreme Master Television. We are here today in Akron, Ohio, just half an hour south of Cleveland. This is the home of the famous rock star Chrissy Hind. Chrissy was born in Akron, Ohio, and raised here. After college, she left for England and eventually formed the band The Pretenders. The band has many hit songs such as My City Was Gone, Don't Get Me Wrong, and I'll Stand By You. Chrissy lives in London, but still maintain a residence here where her family still live. Not too long ago, Chrissy opened a vegan restaurant named The Vegetarian. This is where we are today interviewing Chef Scotch Jones about the restaurant.
I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. One man.
Welcome, Chef Scott. Thank you so much for taking time out on a busy Saturday afternoon to talk to us.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Now, I have a few questions. The first one is, why did Chrissy Hind decide to open a vegan restaurant?
Well, Chrissy decided to open a vegetarian restaurant.
Okay.
And she wanted a place in Akron that when she came home that she could really enjoy good food at. There really isn't anything around in Northeast Ohio like the Vegetarian, so she wanted to create something that way. She also wanted to raise awareness of factory farming and saving the animals. So about 4 or 5 weeks before we opened up, I said to her, well, if we're going to do vegetarian, why don't we just go vegan?
Wow.
And so we decided to go 100% vegan, obviously no animal products whatsoever, from the food to the pastries.
Okay.
So it's been a great fun experience for myself as a chef.
The restaurant's vegan and kosher menu takes pride in serving superb entrees like the Tuscan Gardein steak panini and Italian Fritto Gardein scallopini, with unique side items like Chrissy fries that are topped with tofu ricotta and balsamic ketchup. Salads are decorated with flavors such as crumbled tofu feta, maple Dijon balsamic vinaigrette, and shaved Ramasan.
Now, I look at the menu, I can just see a lot of Italian flair. What made you decide to go that way?
Well, my training, my classical training is in Italian food. I spent 5 years in Padova, Italy, right out of culinary school, and have just loved the Italian flair of things. But we also mix in some of the Mediterranean as well.
Now, is it harder being a vegan chef? Do you find that more challenging?
I find it challenging, but challenging in a good way. Challenging in the way that, as a chef for the last 23 years, realizing that a light switch went on and just backing animal proteins out and putting vegetable proteins back in. It's been a great experience.
What has been the response?
The response is amazing. Obviously, the restaurant is full all the time, and it's not all vegans that come in here. It's people that want to see what's going on. And when they leave, they realize that, well, maybe I can do this a couple times a week and save some of the animals and the planet and really walk out of here with a wow on their face. Feedback has been fantastic, absolutely amazed. They are amazed that vegan food can taste so good.
Now, I do understand a lot of your clients drive the distance.
Oh, I have clients that drive from Pittsburgh, Columbus, Cincinnati, I have one couple that flies in every 3 months from Dallas, Texas to be here. So the call is great, and I spent last weekend in California doing a very high-profile star's birthday, and we did 100% vegan for them, and they were just blown away. So it's a great response. People are really looking for it.
Now, we understand you just won a reward.
Yes.
I have to bring it out.
The Pragya Award from PETA for the best new vegetarian vegan restaurant nationally and worldwide.
Wow.
So that was a very big honor for us.
That is a great honor.
And my staff, who does a wonderful job as well. You know, without them, we wouldn't be sitting here. So it's not just about me.
Beautiful, beautiful work.
Yes.
I understand you will show us, demonstrate us a
dish. Yes, I'm gonna make a dish called Gardein.
Okay.
Scallopini piccata.
Okay.
And the Gardein product that we have here, it's a steak and a chicken.
Okay.
Per se.
A soy steak. Yeah.
So it's made out of soy, a little bit of wheat, pea protein, carrot protein, beet protein.
Okay.
It has 22 grams of protein, zero trans fat, zero saturated fat, zero cholesterol. So it's wonderful for a clean lifestyle. So we'll go in the kitchen and we'll do a dish and we'll come back.
And we'll come back with a delicious vegan treat.
Yes.
When we come back after this quick message, we'll rejoin Chef Scott Jones in his kitchen at the Vegetarian to witness the magic of his vegan culinary creations. Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Right now, we're standing in Executive Chef Scott Jones's kitchen at the Vegetarian. He will be demonstrating how to make the amazing Gardein Scallopini Piccata, one of the most popular menu items in the restaurant.
Well, a little bit of for the greens. I put a little bit of garlic,
okay.
Salt, pepper, some shallots.
Okay.
Just for the greens for the underneath. And then I'll just start the pan with a little bit of canola oil. And then take the Gardein scallopini to the pan. It's actually, what it is tempura batter,
okay.
That we thin out and add a little bit of red palm oil for the egg color.
Okay. Wow.
So we'll saute that up a little bit here. That's how it gets that nice coating, look kind of like an egg wash,
yeah.
Per se.
Yeah.
So it's just basically thinned out tempura batter with the red palm oil.
I've never heard of the red palm oil.
The red palm oil, you know, when you add a little bit, it's red, but when you add a little bit,
yeah.
it gets that yellow egg shape color.
Okay, I couldn't fool me. I thought that was turmeric.
This is a just sauteed braised escarole. When I make the sauce, it's just a little bit of salt, pepper, some shallots, a little garlic, a little bit of sugar to take the bite off of the lemon juice.
Okay.
And then I got paper. I'm going to reduce that just a little bit, and then what I'll do is I'm going to use a little bit of soy butter. Touch of wonder to make kind of a
a beurre blanc.
It's like a beurre blanc.
Right.
Yes. You do have shallots in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little bit of shallot, a little bit of garlic, salt, pepper, lemon juice, capers, and a little lemon zest.
It smells wonderful.
And there we have the Guardian Chicken Piccata.
Well, here we are back to the table and this beautiful, beautiful dish. And how can we say that eating vegan is does not look good or taste good?
Absolutely. And what we have, again, is the Guardian Chicken Piccata with a little bit of braised escarole, fresh lemon and caper white wine sauce made with a little bit of soy butter.
Okay.
Again, the Guardian product is soy, wheat, vegetable proteins, 22 grams of protein in that 4-ounce portion, zero trans fat, zero cholesterol.
It sounds fantastic. Now,
and healthy.
Yes.
And healthy.
Another question. Do you think there's another restaurant in the future? I've heard rumors.
Well, yes, there are. We're putting a team together as we speak.
Okay.
We're going to be going out to LA and doing one in LA, and then we're going to do one in Vegas, and then we're going to come back and do one in Columbus.
Columbus, Ohio.
So we hope to start by the fall with at least the LA team.
In just this past year that the Vegetarian has been opened, it has been welcomed by ecstatic diners with raving reviews worldwide. For those who are not close by and are curious to sample the exquisite foods, Chef Scott introduces us to some of the restaurant's plans that will make some items more accessible.
We do want to start marketing some of our products,
okay,
meaning, you know, our sauces, our salad dressings, those kind of things. So, in the near future, we'll have some things for viewers that aren't going to be in those areas that we're going to do the restaurants at.
Well, people like you, what you're doing truly give hope to us.
Absolutely.
And actually, I think it's just one more step closer to our quest for a vegan society.
Right.
Thank you so much, Chef, for having
pleasure.
Us today and knowing your busy, busy schedule.
Well, my
thank
pleasure.
You. Chef Scott, thank you. One last question before we go away.
Sure.
Is, do you have a message to our global viewers around the world?
I think that we, as human beings, need to really, really take a look at what we do and our responsibilities in global warming, factory farming, and really try to live a vegan lifestyle. It would be amazing for your lifestyle and also for the environment.
At the bottom of the dinner menu at the Vegetarian reads, "Thanks for joining us, because a vegan driving a Hummer has less impact on the environment than a meat eater on a bicycle." We extend our gratitude to the brilliant minds and creative vegetarian chefs who have become wonderful champions for our health, the sustainability of our planet, and the livelihood of our animal co-inhabitants through enticing plant-based dishes. As Chef J. Scott Jones' motto goes, because world peace begins in the kitchen. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May your garden of life blossom with love, wisdom, and inner tranquility.